So today we'll do Yimei Chabad for the 16th day of Shvat in the year Tofresh Choftes, that is 629, which corresponds to the English date February 9th, 1868. That is the yahrzeit of the holy rabbi Reb Baruch Sholem, known as the Rabash. He was the son, the oldest son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He was the Bechor, son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He was also the grandfather of the Rebbe's grandfather. So the Rebbe is a direct descendant. The Rebbe's grandfather's grandfather was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, the Reb Baruch Sholem, he was a very private and a very discreet person. His entire life were just a very hidden level of humility in the most astounding ways. Nobody knew, and he didn't behave in any way to show that he was special at all. Because, as it's known, all the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek served as Admurim. They didn't all Chabad, was the Rebbe Maharash. But all the brothers, the Maharil, and the Maharin, and the and Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak of Uvrich, all the sons, they all had communities, they had followers, they were all Rebbes, they were all Admurim. Each one was leading a group of Hasidim. The exception was Reb Baruch Sholem, the oldest son. He was the only one amongst the brothers that remained in Lubavitch and absolutely refused to take upon himself the leadership, the crown of leadership, and to lead a group of Hasidim. The previous Rebbe once said in one of his talks that the Reb Baruch Sholem took double, as the Bechor, a Bechor takes double, he took double of his brothers, which means in the sense, he took double, that he didn't want to take upon himself that level of priesthood or kihuna, of leadership, and he didn't want to lead a group. That's considered that he took double. Leading is half, and not leading is double. He was a very closed person, and all of his matters that he served God were in a total discreet way. Nobody knew, and he would conduct himself as a very simple person. Matter of fact, you know, the Rebbe being a descendant of this Reb Baruch Sholem, when you looked at the Rebbe, like the way the Rebbe prayed during his prayer, many Admurim, many Rebbes, they daven extra long, they make various different kinds of external motions, and they shake a lot, or they don't shake at all, or they take some 15 minutes to daven, or there's some external visible, so you can tell that this is unique. When you looked at the Rebbe's davening, exactly as we describe his grandfather, it didn't daven too long. He didn't make any motions, any external. The Rebbe's went with simplicity. That's why some people didn't even know the Rebbe's greatness. He was able to hide it more than some people. Nobody really knew. It only came out through bits and pieces, but the Rebbe himself conducted a very modest and a very hidden and a very discreet life. Nobody knew about him, exactly as his grandfather's grandfather, the Reb Baruch Sholem. And it was, the Rebbe was surprised. Anybody who saw could not imagine such greatness in being able to disguise that all in simplicity. Even his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, in certain matters, wasn't aware of Reb Baruch Sholem, how his level of his service. He even hid it from his father. The Rebbe Maharash, that's the brother of Rebbe Baruch Shalom, the youngest brother, said to his son, his Rebbe Rashab, during a meeting, and he says, I was never one who cried easily. He says, I didn't have what to cry for, you know. I mean, he says, Baruch Hashem, he was very well taken care of. But my brother, Rebbe Baruch Shalom, was a person who cried a lot. He was, and my father, the Tzemach Tzedek, that is our father, the father of my Baruch Shalom, would wish for himself that he would have such a broken heart as Rebbe Baruch Shalom, as his own Rebbe Baruch Shalom. That's how much he was a sensitive and a person of feelings in that way. And the reason that he had that was because of the great closeness and attention that was given to him by the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe held him very dear, and the passing of the Alter Rebbe affected him very very negatively, in the sense that he became broken from it. As we read earlier, the special attention that was given to him by the Alter Rebbe. The Tzemach Tzedek would seek his counsel, his father, even while he was very young, he would seek his son's counsel, Rebbe Baruch Shalom, in matters that pertain to the community. Also, his brother, the Rebbe Maharash, would seek his guidance, his advice, in matters that affect the community. In addition to that, he did a lot of good for the Jewish people in general, in addition for what he did for the Hasidic Chabad. The Rebbe Rashab said about his uncle, about his father's brother, Baruch Shalom, he says that my uncle was a great, great man. He was really great. In the year Tofresh Chofches, that was a year prior to his passing, because he passed in Tofresh Choftes. In the year Tofresh Chofches, in the end of Menachem Av, this was like several months before he passed away, there was a big fire in the city of Lubavitch. Unfortunately, in those days, the circumstance, if there was a fire, it burnt down and it just destroyed, could destroy a whole city. So also the home of Rebbe Baruch Shalom went up in flames. And he, at that point, he moved into a small house, a small place. And during the time, they began to build his new house, to rebuild the house. His family members, they rented a large room. He went to in a small room, but the family members rented a big space in a big house in a living quarters in Lubavitch. But he refused to enter into that big house. And when they asked him, "How come you're not moving into that big house?" he says, "What do you care that I'm alive?" Somehow he connected moving into the big house with his upcoming passing. It was during Hanukkah in the year Tofresh Choftes, which is several months later, in Hanukkah, he was forced to come to the big apartment which they rented, because he needed to bench the Hanukkah lights together with the family members. So when he came to the big house, he got very sick, and he was so sick that they sent a special note calling a pidyon nefesh to be read on this, on the grave sites, on the oilim of the Rebbe's, but it looked like it wasn't meant to be. All the gates were closed, and the Rebbe Baruch Shalom returned his pure soul on the 16th of Shvat in Tofresh Choftes. He was all of 62 years old. After his passing, they found many of his writings in the revealed in the Hasidic esoteric part of the Torah. And when they opened his last will, this tzavah, they were all amazed at his great wisdom. He is interned in Lubavitch within the same ohel of the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek, of his father the Tzemach Tzedek. So that is for the 16th day of Shvat.